Walt Disney World bring joy and inspiration and new knowledge to all who come to this happy place. A magic kingdom where the young at heart of all ages can laugh and play and learn together.
Welcome to the happiest podcast on earth.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to the happiest podcast on earth. In today's episode, we'll be ranking the top 20 Disney dads in honor of Father's Day this weekend. Who are your favorites? Will they show up on our list? Well, you're about to find out. For those of you who are new to the podcast, make sure to find us on social media via YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook at the happiest podcast on earth, and on Twitter at the happiest pod to stay up to date with all the latest Disney and podcast news. You can also visit our website, happiestpodcastonearth.com, to check out our latest episodes, videos, polls, blog posts, and more. Join us on Facebook for our happiest pregame, where we hang out and talk to you all live before we record each episode starting at 8 p.m. Eastern Time every Tuesday night. And remember, if you have any topics, ideas, or questions you want to ask or let us know about, you can email us at happiestpodcast@gmail.com or contact us on our website. Now, with all that being said, let me introduce myself and your happiest podcast team for episode number 66. My name is Corey Benty, and alongside me tonight, Melly Geo.
Hi, everybody.
Hunter Hazen.
Hey!
Lauren Del Toro.
Hey, y'all.
Andrew Bailey. What up, everybody? AJ Mahalan.
Hello, hello.
And for the love of God, please take this intro back. Jarrett Fenema.
Jumbo, jumbo, jumbo.
All right, everybody. Before we get into celebrating Father's Day, we get into these Disney dads. Let's go around the room. How's everyone's week been? What's going on? What's the latest? Any Disney news, gossip, concerns? Let's talk.
There are some cast members that are being called back to work.
Whoa.
Must be nice.
That's a hot lead.
It's not me.
Not me.
You know, we celebrated Ansley's 21st this weekend, so gained about 10 pounds.
Happy birthday, Ansley.
Happy birthday, woo-hoo! Ansley.
That's awesome.
You can drink at Epcot now.
Oh, wait. Yeah,
if it were
oh,
open.
Wait a second.
We don't need to get onto that. She was really bummed out. We couldn't go.
Aww.
Baby girl.
We'll just have to make up for it with multiple trips. It'll be great.
Yeah, yes. No, it was good. We're just in an awkward time now down here because it's like, it's not a quarantine birthday, but it's not, it ain't what you want. It
it's not a Disney birthday.
No. That's sad, but awesome, but sad.
The list for which hotels the NBA players are staying came out. And as a Yacht and Beach Club cast member, seeing that they'd be housed at Yacht Club for some of the teams was very exciting. And I saw this tweet that was like, I want to hear recordings of them playing, and I want to hear smack talk, like, take that back to Yacht and Beach, bud.
All right.
Stuff like that. And I love it.
Back to Yacht and Beach. The Disney talk on the court. All right.
Disney talk on the court.
Take that back.
Let me tell you, if that doesn't become a running joke at Yacht Beach, I'm going to be so disappointed in my fellow cast members. But anyways, so that's super exciting. It was like Grand Flow and
the Steve I'm losing. Powell.
Yeah.
Yacht Club. Yeah.
Which the Yacht Club people did ultimately get shafted, I think, by the end of it.
Hey, Yacht Club ain't too bad.
Put some love on my resort.
I know. I love Yacht Club. I work there too. I love it. But between Grand Flow, but I don't know if Grand Flow is a lot of their style either, so I don't know.
I know, it was interesting. Apparently they put them all in there by seating, so apparently the better ones got
the better treatment.
I feel like Grand Flow doesn't fit that basketball vibe, but I feel like it's a little too quiet and dainty for a bunch of basketball players.
Are they staying in hotels based on their power rankings right now?
Yeah.
Literally by seating, yeah. That's how they decided.
That's kind of funny, though.
Right?
Yeah. I just want to see, like,
they should have given one of them All-Star. Just stick one team.
All-Star sports.
like the lowest seed in the East gets to stay at like, yeah, like all-star pop century. Oh my
gosh. Or they could have had playoff brackets, which were deluxe, moderate, and value.
Which, by the way, I just need everyone to know that's listening right now, we're not dissing all-star because half of the state love- all-star, it is so much
it's
fun.
Yeah.
I think we've all talked about it. I freaking love all-stars.
We love all-star, but those multi-million dollar players probably would not love all-star.
They should have put them in the tents at
Wilderness. Fort Wilderness. We got some campsites open.
I did see, I was reading an article and there was, I don't know if those rumors are actually truth, that like they're going to be able to see a lot of like the Disney movies that haven't been shown yet. Like, what is it? Crap, what's the new Avengers movie that just
Black written? Widow?
Yeah, yes, Black Widow. I heard they were going to show like Black Widow to NBA players and their families and staying there. Like, yeah, they're going to like treat them really well while they're here. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me.
They get like pedicures, truth, but I saw that. Good stuff. Like,
But interesting.
Good for them. Interesting. Good for them.
They better be recording, like having cameras and stuff around all the hotel and like common area zones, because I need like a sitcom after this.
All right.
And the common areas, let's start there. The common areas, but I need like a documentary sitcom, like The Office type stuff after this. I think it'd be hysterical.
I'm sure we'll see plenty of good live video and stuff of them around in the resorts. That'll be fun.
All right.
But so I have a few things if everybody's done. So with the parks opening, at least Walt Disney World, Disneyland soon, just keep a heads up, weekly Disney news segments will start to be recorded starting next week. So we'll kind of do again that little separate episode, 15, 20 minutes long, not long at all, but should be really good again to get the Disney news, because I know there's a lot of stuff that, again, once we try to jam pack it in these episodes, it's just kind of tough to do. So be ready for that, which very exciting, I think, for us. Also, I am excited to announce the test order that I had for our Happiest Podcast on Earth merchandise shop is currently underway. And so far, everything looks good. If all goes to plan, I'm hoping by this time next week, we will officially have the opportunity to purchase Happiest Podcast on Earth shirts, souvenirs, and more. It's been a long time coming for us, which is very exciting. Again, we've been doing a lot of things trying to get this thing up and running. And I know a lot of you have said you were looking forward to doing this. So thank you for your patience, honestly, and the amount of support you all give us on a daily basis is much appreciated. So we'll see where that goes. Hopefully, again, next week, we have some good news for you. So we've been doing Listener of the Week. We've had two so far. We have our third listener of the week, and this is another one that is much deserved. I asked the team today, and it was pretty much spot on. Everybody agreed. But Jared Greger, Jared has been a listener for a while now, and is someone each of us on the podcast know and talk to often. He takes the time out of each day to directly message us, to ask questions, comments on episodes or content. And again, he constantly thanks me and the others for what we do, and it just makes you feel good inside. So now is our time to thank you, Jared, for being not only an amazing listener but an amazing person. We need more people like Jared in this world, let me tell you, especially with all the crazy hooligans out there right now. So Jared, congrats on Listener of the Week.
Let's go.
Stay tuned,
Jared.
Let's go.
Thank you, Jared.
He's amazing. We and his you. Kids, guys, his kids are the cutest thing. They're wonderful. The whole family's wonderful. He's amazing. He deserves it. He's great.
So true. And Jared, again, congrats. Stay tuned at the end of the year to see if you are the lucky winner of Listener of the Year. We'll have a big pool at the end of the year with all of our weekly listeners of the week. So congratulations, my friend.
So before we get started, a reminder that today's episode is brought to you by Pixie Vacations. If you are planning on taking a trip to a Disney destination soon or down the road, make sure to give them a call so a Pixie travel agent can assist with planning your vacation. Working with a Pixie travel agent is completely free, so make sure to visit them at pixievacations.com or contact them by calling 678-815-1584 and make sure to let them know that we sent you. It's time for the main event. As we talked about earlier in the episode, today we are counting down the top 20 dads. Hunter has the list.
I mean, we're trying to rank the best Disney dads, right? So
yeah. How can you even do that, though?
It should be in order. It's, you know, it's a by opinion. So, you know, warning out there. Everybody else's lists at home listening might be different than ours, but this is what we collectively think are the best Disney dads. You know, those really like down home great values, and they really just want to raise a good, solid family, provide for their family. So
that's true. Yeah. Good father figures.
Yeah. I took every one of us put together a ranking, you know, of 10 Disney dads, and I put them into, you know, a nice little formula that counted all the points and ranked them 1 to 20. None of us have seen it yet, but I mean, I've used this formula in the past. Always comes out perfect, so I'm not even worried.
Well, that's great. That's great then. All right. So I guess we get started with number 20.
Pongo.
That's a good one.
He's a great father.
He has 101 freaking kids. Like, that deserves an award on itself.
Is that technically a great father or an irresponsible father?
I believe I've said this before. If you have that many kids, you're going to lose a couple, all right?
Yeah, you're going to lose a few.
Survival of the fittest, percentage.
He could have had 98 kids and been fine, you know?
All right.
Give us some love. All right. Pongo, all right, so Pongo, solid choice.
Starting us off.
Was not on my list.
He was on a few people's lists. All right. Number 19, we have...
Zeus.
Ooh.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
I don't think Zeus was... he was a good dad, right? But anybody who abandons their son...
We had no choice.
I mean, he kind of did.
Okay, we did actually have this discussion in the Ladies' Night episode where we're like, if Zeus actually holds all this power that he supposedly does, why doesn't he just bring Herc back? Why doesn't he let Meg stay, keep their godhood, yada, yada, yada?
Yeah, there's a lot of questions. Yeah.
It's questionable.
If he is like the god of all gods.
He is Zeus, though.
And he pushes Herc to be his best self, and we love a dad that does that.
But when did he start doing that? When he was like 16, 17?
Yeah.
When he was finally able to talk.
Early on, he was like, I don't want this. Why? Send it to Earth.
Send it to Earth.
Send it away.
I think he's a very jolly man.
He's a jolly man who does his best to support his son when he finally gets to reconnect with him after how many years of just watching from a distance.
But for real, how old was Hercules when he finally started talking to Zeus again?
He was just before his 18th birthday, because his 18th birthday is when the whole battle happened.
Just when all the work was done. Zeus was like, all right, bring him back.
The hardest time to be a parent.
I'm telling you, man.
Zeus evaded everything.
That's why he's so low on the list.
Honorable mention, Philoctetes for being Herc's step and father. Like,
yeah.
Man. Now we're getting into father figure.
Father figure.
Yeah, that's father figure, but I agree.
All right. Zeus, number 19. Number 18.
Geppetto.
Yep.
Okay.
The one and only.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Himself.
Sweet old man.
I feel it.
I mean, he was really dedicated to his son, so.
Well, he was dedicated to his craft, and then his craft became his son, so.
Which was kind of weird when you think about it, but.
Yeah.
But the Geppetto file.
Why is he a pedophile?
He is an old man who never had kids. It's like, you know what I really need in my life?
A little ball.
He was never fulfilled. Wait, he was never married.
He wanted to be a father. Girls are like that too.
He's lonely.
Have you seen Baby Mama?
No.
Andrew, it's the story of the birds and the bees. What does it take to be a dad? A man and his wood. And that is what happened with
Jesus.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
That kind of crazy.
And we will never watch Pinocchio again.
On a serious note, though, Geppetto was a solid dad. He did go try to find his son and ended up getting trapped in a whale.
Great dad.
Crazy adventure.
Number 18 is finding Nemo
a ripoff of Pinocchio?
Both got trapped. No, because Marlin actually gave birth to... Marlin produced birds.
I know what you said. He's a real dad. All right.
I need to stop.
Geppetto at 18. Number 17.
Pacha.
Pacha. Pacha.
Love him.
What a cute dad.
A good guy. Anyone who will risk going to a dictator's castle or whatever to save his home for his family deserves a spot on this list. Pacha from Emperor's New Groove, if any of y'all are wondering. Great dad. Great dad.
I'm really glad you said that because I was Googling it right now.
Oh my gosh, we love it.
One of my favorite Disney movies.
I think we've talked about this, so I've only seen this movie in like very small handful.
And I have to say,
love it, but like I just don't know all the characters' names.
He has a gorgeous wife.
Mm-hmm. And their kids are hysterical.
Great too. Great, great parents.
Do to Mrs. Pacha.
Okay. That's interesting.
We've said
anybody else have anything they want to say about Pacha before we move
no.
on? All right.
He's a good dad, but he's not quite daddy.
We're just going to leave it at that.
All right. Come on, Bootstrap Bill.
Oh my God.
I don't think we're going to see a little bit of Bootstrap Bill, but we'll
come on, man.
A bunch of surprises. You'll never know what the random ranking generator is going to pop up here. Number 16. We had Pacha at 17. Number 16 is...
Tony Stark.
Yep. Yes, yep. Sir.
Ooh. Yep, absolutely.
Cute dad.
Very Tony Stark. Love
now,
of my
granted,
life.
He's not a father for most of, you know.
Well, I'm sorry. Are you still? No.
He's still but that's for what I'm saying. I said, granted, he's not, but he's still dead.
And at the very last moment.
He's daddy for the whole cinematic experience.
Love you 3000.
I love Tony Stark. Even if at the very end she was just pregnant and we never actually saw the child, he's still daddy, still daddy. 10 out of 10.
10
out of 10. Didn't he bail on his family?
Okay, listen here, bud. To save
the universe. Hey, so he's a good hero, but he's not really a good dad.
If he wouldn't have saved the universe, he wouldn't have saved his own family. His own family would have died as well.
He would have died.
Yeah, from old age.
If the universe got destroyed, his family would be destroyed.
A lot of universe.
The universe wasn't being destroyed. They were fine.
Look, man. He's a top 10. How old was the daughter? The daughter was four or five. He went off. So he had 5 years to help Pepper.
My man, Anthony Howard Stark, did not snap his fingers for all Thanos and his little goons to go out. So that way, Morgan H. Stark could eat as many cheeseburgers as she wanted.
Well,
I love that.
He also was going to snap his fingers, and he didn't know if Morgan was going to exist. So,
go to the many over the good of the few.
Here,
all right.
We don't got to get into certain things.
At the end of the day, he gave us one of the most iconic, lovable lines in
Melts
movie
my
history.
Heart every time.
What's that?
And I love you. Did he give it or did his daughter give it? Who was the first one to say it?
They did
yeah.
His daughter was. His daughter
no.
was.
It's their thing together, though.
Oh,
it was
okay.
Their thing. She loved him so much that she said that. So.
Well, I meant like in his, you know, his hologram thing at the end.
Oh,
she says that.
Okay.
You know, it's an iconic dad line right there.
It's great.
Yep.
All right.
Let's get
over to 15.
Number 15. Here we go.
Marlin.
Yay! Great dad. He right. went all
Corey's,
around.
Corey's shaking his head here.
Whoa. You don't like Marlin?
You don't like Marlin.
Corey, why?
Everybody knows, especially after last year's debacle, I am not a Marlin fan. Okay? It's not realistic. Finding Nemo would never happen. Father, he would never be able to go through the lengths that he went through to save his son. Sorry, guys.
That's what makes him so amazing is that he did go through.
Yeah, it really bothered me. It really bothered me when
Nemo train.
It really bothered me when toys came alive in Toy Story 2. I mean, just so unrealistic.
So Bootstrap Bill is a realistic expectation.
Bootstrap Bill is a legendary pirate, okay? It is not his fault that he was cursed.
But that's realistic. That's realistic compared to a clownfish.
Are you saying Jack Sparrow is not realistic?
I'm just saying, dude. Ooh. I'm talking about squid captains and undersea voyages aren't squid really
mysteries. It's the mysteries of the sea. It's the mysteries of the sea.
I think we're talking about Marlin here. Yeah, I don't know how Bootstrap Bill keeps
saying it's not realistic, and I'm like, well, if we're comparing that, how
I will side on the opposition a little bit with Corey in the way that he over-sheltered Nemo a little bit. I mean, if he would have let him, you know, overcome some of those challenges, I think.
All right.
Not letting him go out into the open ocean, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Let me ask you this. You're married. Married. Your wife gets eaten by a barracuda. What would you do?
You know, I might shelter my child.
Not only your wife, but all of your children. You have one child left.
You got all the Nemo Juniors.
How many did he have? Like, he had hundreds of children.
It was hundreds.
And he went down to one.
Yeah.
Okay.
All the Marlin Juniors and all the Coral Juniors.
Wow, thanks for making me feel bad. Thanks. All right, moving on.
I just want to know, man, what was Coral seeing in Marlin? My man had a frown line.
They all look the same.
No, he had a frown line.
Frown line.
Okay, anyway.
Anyways, frown lines and all. Marlin was an okay dad. All right, number 14.
Bob Parr.
Bob Parr, are you kidding me?
Yeah, good. That's a good one.
Yes.
He is.
The original super dad.
He is a super dad, exactly.
I love his character growth in the second Incredibles, watching him actually be a dad rather than just a superhero.
He needed it. He was a little off in the first one.
He needed to be humbled right there.
I loved him more after the second movie.
I agree. It felt more like he was more of a team with his wife compared to only thinking about himself, which was the whole entire point of the first one, was him growing like that. So seeing it play into the second film was really, really nice.
And he became so relatable, like that scene where they're sitting and doing the math homework and they both start yelling at each other, and he's like, well, why does math do this? And they're like, well, I don't know why they changed it.
Yeah, we don't know. That is such a real conversation.
Such a real conversation. I cannot tell you how many times I've had that conversation with my own father, and I was like, oh, I love it. I love Bob Parr.
Great call.
I never really thought about this. This might be off, but is Incredibles 2 basically The Incredibles, but just flipped around?
A little bit.
Kind of.
Right?
A little bit, maybe.
Like Mrs. Fine. Incredible kind of gets into the hero thing, and she's just like super, right? Listen, everybody nailed it. Bob Parr.
All right.
Bob Parr's second movie shows his parent side. This is where he becomes the great dad.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, moving on from Bob Parr to number 13.
Goofy.
Aww.
Okay. I have said this recently that I used to be obsessed with the Goofy movie growing up. I loved it so much. And then rewatching it as an adult, it infuriates me how Max treated Goofy, because all Goofy wanted to do was be his friend and be a good father. And he has just got the most pure heart. And it hurt me to see Max treat him the way that he did. So I absolutely adore Goofy and I love this.
That was such a real thing, though.
Don't
teenagers being a-holes?
Also relatable.
So terrible.
My thing with that is Goofy is, he's one of my favorite characters, not from a Goofy movie, but just like Goofy in general, because he's funny, he's fun to watch. But couldn't you say most dads, even when they're just pure like evil or bad, they mean well for their kid?
Yeah.
But they're just not a good dad. Whereas Goofy, like, he's clumsy. Of course, he means well for Max and stuff. But is he a good dad? No. Because he's just clumsy. I don't like Goofy.
We're
not going to. I let you rant.
Hunter, do you kind of see what I'm saying? Where, like, even a terrible person that wants to, whatever, ruin the world, like Thanos, if he
like,
had a kid.
Darth Sidious.
Or, he does have a kid.
Who wanted to kill his own
family. Oh, yeah, true. Thanos. Okay. Hey, Thanos. He meant well for his kids. But he's still a bad dad.
But I would argue that Thanos is a good dad.
See, that's the thing. What is it?
Everyone's a hero in their own eyes.
Anyways.
Trying to say that Lady Tremaine is a good mother. She's a terrible person, but, like, she married for money for her daughters,
we're not bringing in,
is that a good mom or is
we're
she
not bringing
mom?
In the whole
we're getting a little
Lannister
philosophical here.
I'm going back to what you just said about calling Goofy a bad dad and questioning that. My man in Mickey's Once Upon a Christmas waited outside for Santa Claus for hours, hours and hours, sat on the roof. And
hours.
When he didn't know the Santa was coming, what did he do? My man tried to fill Santa's shoes, and he got a thank you note from him, Santa Claus himself.
He is
and
probably then, the dad. Oh, keep going.
Oh, well, I'm not done. And okay. Then in Mickey's Twice Upon a Christmas, sure, did he embarrass him a little bit? But you know what? He made that girl feel welcome. He, like, Max saw she got the little buck teeth like him. And Goofy, he came through for his son.
All right, well, I will. Goofy is the most pure-hearted dad on this list. We can all agree his intentions are good. He yeah, might not so be good at he might not be good at being a dad, but he is in his heart a good dad.
Good intentions.
Yes. He's trying his best.
Yes. Who knew that we'd get so philosophical over Goofy?
Good. What is
all right?
What makes a dad? Step back. Let's look at it more surface level here, guys. Let's go to number 12.
Let's go to 12.
Man, all right. Yep. A little more surface level here.
Maurice.
Oh, he's a good papa.
I freaking love
him. I think this is like the first dad on the list that you can argue like hasn't done something wrong. Like, he's, you know, so Pongo lost.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Loving.
Maurice got captured.
When I was
captured, and don't say that he let his daughter take her place. She shoved him in and shoved him out.
She made that decision.
She
made that decision for him.
I want to hear Andrew. Andrew's ready to rock. Andrew, why? What is your opinion on Maurice?
Here's my thing about Maurice. Do I think as like a core of a dad, do I think he's like, yeah, he's not that bad? Do I think he should be higher than Marlin who swam across the whole ocean or Goofy who waited out for Santa Claus? Absolutely not. Let me tell you why. Because Maurice, yeah, okay, Belle pushed him out of the cell, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I'm telling you right now, if I'm a dad, my ass is not running all the way over back to the town to get Gaston to do it. I am trying to fight the beast. I am trying to claw and get my daughter out of this.
Maurice would have had no chance. Maurice knows dang well.
I don't care.
Maurice knows dang well that if anyone has a chance to beat the beast, it's going to be Honky Honk, Mr. Big Shot Gaston.
The hero of the story.
Little Maurice has no chance.
Andrew, that means Maurice, crazy old Maurice, is smarter than you because he knows that he would have no chance, whereas Gaston's got a chance. He's got a fighting chance.
I would break Chip in half and use him as a shank.
Oh, my
God. Wow. And on that note, we're going to move on to number 11. Unless anybody else has a final comment on Maurice that's not killing him.
Chip just died in our Disney dads.
All right, all right. We're going to move on. We're going to move on. Number 11 here. Here we go.
Anakin Skywalker.
All right.
Daddykin Skywalker, the love of my life. why is Daddykin number 11 and not number 1? Just curious.
All right. Hold on.
Well, he's not a great dad. I mean.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
He's a great dad.
He is.
I think he's a little overrated.
He sure is.
This is a little bit questionable right here.
Something happened with the formula that pushed him up a little bit higher than I think.
Anakin Skywalker probably should have been 20. I don't know how he makes
it. Number 7 on mine.
Popular.
Yeah.
We're not talking about We're talking about
how is this guy a good dad?
Here.
Have you looked at him?
He nearly killed his children.
But the man has goals.
Didn't know they were his.
And then he saved them later. So he changed his mind. He changed for the better. So
he sacrificed his mentor. He did redeem himself.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we thought he sacrificed his mentor, but then his mentor comes back later.
We're not going to get into that Disney.
Let's not even talk about it.
That's a whole other episode. But ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you're telling me if you watch Star Wars for the plot and the plot does not revolve around Daddykin, you're lying.
Unless you're watching episode 1 and you're just a creeper. So.
Yeah, no, don't. Okay, yeah.
No, we're not going to.
He's still just a precious little angel.
Little Annie. Annie is so cute. Little Annie.
Annie.
When did he redeem himself?
In Return of the Jedi.
Sidious.
You did not just ask that question.
Dead, balcony.
Yeah,
he
I mean, that's a last minute redemption.
He's a change of heart.
Redeem killing younglings and stuff.
Oh, okay, all
right. Stop. He killed his wife and kids.
Killed at younglings, okay? Let's move on.
Yinglings.
Ended on a questionable note there. I hope things kind of straighten themselves out here as we go forward. But entering our top 10, number 10.
Clint Barton.
You're two for two here. Clint Barton, he's also a very yummy father. He's not even a father. He has children.
Yummy.
He's so cool. You're telling me when he's drawing back that arrow and you don't see his biceps rippling? Oh,
yum. I was thinking now, more of him trying to, you know, stop being a hero and save his, like, spend time with his family, but...
But then even when his family disappears, he goes on that, like, super dark and
super goth, like, rundown and kills a bunch of people.
Oh. He turns evil for a hot minute, and you know AJ's all about that. You know AJ sees evil Clint Barton Hawkeye and is like, ooh, hello.
I didn't see this coming, but I am glad that we had Clint above Tony, because Clint goes back due to the sole fact that he wants to save his family and save his kids. And he turned evil because he lost his family. Like, he lost everything
that's a good day.
He
wasn't really evil as much as he was literally fighting corruption.
He's like a vigilante.
He was murdering. He was murdering people.
I mean, he was
like,
basically Batman. Yeah.
He's like, Batman, why would my precious family get taken and not some of the earth?
Good dad compared to Tony. Tony was a good dad, but not. I agree with this one. Clint, 100%. I like Clint.
If someone was going to make me not as straight as an arrow, it would be Clint Barton.
Ooh,
this is an interesting commentary.
All right.
And now we're going to move on.
We're on to the next one. On to the next one.
I don't even know how that makes sense, but okay. No, we're going on.
Apparently, biceps and yummy makes a good father at number 10.
It's
Hunter.
Let's get to
I'm going to regain control here. Number 9.
Are you, though?
Here we go. Number 9, everyone. Focus.
I'm ready.
Dads. Good parental figures. All right. Number 9.
Mufasa.
Lauren!
Okay. Lauren, where you at?
Yeah, y'all ain't got nothing to say about this one.
Listen, I love this man, Lion, excuse me, and he is a great father. He died for his son trying to save him. And also, if you've listened to our Girls Night episode, I have a thing for Adult Simba, and I think that comes because I also have a thing for Mufasa. You can't tell me that him being a strong, burly man going to save his son.
Wait, I think you forgot. I think you flipped man with animal.
Okay, he's strong, burly lion.
He is a male.
Making true to my brand. He is a great father and also easy on the eyes. Boom.
I think we need to clarify here. Ladies' night was last week.
No. Okay. You know what?
Everybody, all right.
Hunter, I love you and I love this episode. but I think when I was submitting my dads, and I think the girls might be with me here, I was more on the daddy train, the zaddies.
That's not where we went.
That's not where you guys went. You weren't thinking.
I was definitely we were thinking
daddies.
Great
so
father
I think,
figures.
I think that's a good idea.
When I put Geppetto, I was not thinking daddy. Okay. When I picked Maurice, I was not thinking zaddy.
When I picked Mufasa, I was
clearly you're not
Anakin Skywalker.
Man.
Dilf. absolute dilf.
I think with permission of the girls, because that's all the permission I need, can I take over the top 8 here?
Go for it, baby girl.
There might as well be no reason for me to continue. So.
Okay, cool. Number 8 on the list.
Loki.
Oh my god, AJ.
AJ, this is all you.
This is stupid. Wait, I'm out of here.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the god of mischief, Loki himself. Now I know what you're thinking. Loki is not a father. He does not have a son. First of all, I'm going to consider him a father figure for all the times he's gotten Thor out of all these stupid jams. But let's just talk about this tall, dark, and handsome man. Oh, baby. Easy on the eyes. That flowing hair in Thor Ragnarok. You can't tell me that when you see him in that all black suit, you don't just like, oof.
Feel something.
Those butterflies.
I'm sweating right now. What just happened?
I feel uncomfortable. So,
ladies and gentlemen,
this is what happens. You give the girls a spinoff, then we get a little control.
This is call her Daddy Disney right here. Let's go.
Call me Daddy Dill.
This dude doesn't even have a child.
I definitely should have proofread this list. My goodness.
Don't worry, Hunter. We got this. We got this in control.
Okay, let's move on.
Loki in that suit.
And
wait, what?
The girl's making a good point.
He's literally not a dad, but
he's a father figure.
Father figure, it counts.
Yeah. And moving on, you guys ready for number seven?
James from Princess and the Frog.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Oh, what a beautiful, precious, sweet angel man.
Good dad.
He is a good dad, right?
James from Princess and the Frog is a good dad.
Now you guys are back on track here.
He takes care of his family. Yeah.
I have him in the tops. He is wholesome. He is all around. Daddy level score.
Oh,
at least 8 or 9 out of 10. Father score, at least 8 or 9 out of 10. So you know what I mean? We're crushing it here with
And you're not telling me that when they do the live action that this is not going to be the most beautiful man.
Oh my God, it will.
Sure will be.
It's going to be gorgeous. Good looks and great personality and inspired his daughter to have a dream come true.
Oh, never mind. I get the answer.
Good values. I just, how can you go wrong with James?
He's
such a good dad.
Andrew, do you have a question, buddy?
No, I was so confused because I didn't know who James was. No. I didn't know if James was Tiana's dad or if it was Big Daddy.
This
and then
Tiana.
You said he'd be a gorgeous man. And I'm like, probably
Definitely not Big Daddy.
I mean, Big Daddy has enough sugar, then like he can be my sugar daddy. It's fine.
And moving on that note, to number $20
is $20.
Amen to that, Bella.
Andrew's commentary tonight is next level.
Mel, where you at?
Hunter, I don't know what we're gonna do with Andrew.
Triton.
It's the biggest daddy of all. It's Triton.
Actually, the largest.
Literally the largest daddy besides Zeus, probably.
I mean, he's also a father.
Yes, a father.
Okay, yeah, but that's not as important as being a daddy.
He's a terrible dad, but you know.
He's a daddy.
He's not. He's affected. He was hurt from his wife's death, and Ariel fixed him, and he learned from his lessons, and I think he's just super hot.
Yeah. Oh. Like, oh. Okay.
Yeah. You agreed, Hunter. I heard it.
Daddy list.
I agreed with, like, he, you know, was becoming a better person, a good dad, and then you just lost me there at the end. I don't know what this list is anymore.
Did you not see his six packs and his arms that are as big as my legs and his perfect beard? Because that's the thing.
Not qualifications of a good father.
But we're not talking fathers. Right, we're talking daddies.
We're talking daddies.
I told you. I took over.
And Corey and Jarrett.
The girls have taken over here. We are now in daddy zone.
The girls plus Andrew.
The girls plus Andrew.
Andrew's invited anytime.
I'm comfortable, man. I get it. I get it.
You love a man who's comfortable with his sexuality.
If at age 60, I looked like King Triton, I probably wouldn't be complaining.
I think we're ready for that top five.
Oh, yes.
Daddies, not top five fathers. I'm ready for the top five
daddies.
Bring it on.
Tarzan's dad.
Yes!
Yes, okay. Very small role, very high in beauty. Have you seen this man? Have you seen Tarzan, first of all? So
you wonder where he gets it from.
This is one of the few times in Disney where it's not like a really awkward looking father with like a beautiful daughter or a beautiful son. Like this one clearly, he clearly gets his genetics from his dad, because I bet you if he takes shirt off, he's got that same, well, maybe not. He wasn't swinging on vines his whole life. But he's probably pretty chiseled.
He was pretty burly though, because if you saw, like, he had to build that whole entire tree house. And his wife helped, I should say. But, like, he had to lift a lot of stuff. I would say he was probably in very good shape. Very good dad. Except when he died.
Except when he died.
Except when he died. You know, very early on. But,
you know, but he saved his son.
Why is he so high on the list, Andrew?
Well, he's higher on the list.
Higher
on the list than Maurice. Because did Zabor eat him? Probably.
Probably.
But did he try to fight him off? Unlike Maurice, who's like, hey, I ain't got no chance. Like, Tarzan's dad was like, you know, maybe. Probably not. Me and my mustache.
My mustache.
Are going to wreck you. I built this treehouse with my
bare City on rock hands. And roll.
There it is.
Hey.
For the love of God, can we just please get back into...
You ready?
This is for the fathers out there.
Are you ready for number four?
I think it's going to start balancing itself out. I think we might get back on track here, Corey.
Yeah, get something.
Let's see.
I'm afraid.
Jack Bolton.
Oh, boom, baby.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you freaking thought, Hunter. No, this is get your head
freaking thought. What's my number one Disney Channel man is Troy Bolton. And so it would only make sense that my number one Disney dad on my personal list is the creator of Troy Bolton, Coach Jack Bolton himself. Have you seen him? I saw a TikTok the other day and it was like, you know, you're getting old when you start to look at Coach Bolton more than you look at Troy Bolton. And I was like,
amen.
Damn, that speaks to me because this,
Lauren, I don't know if you saw, but Jack Bolton, the actor that plays him, he responded to that TikTok with this video being like, me? What? You're looking at me? And I love that man. If you don't
follow him, he was one of the first people I followed on TikTok.
Guys, he's great. Oh my God. He's so funny and cute. Oh, yes.
And he is a dedicated coach and wants best for his son. And then as soon as, you know, Troy was like, I want to do this music thing, the moment he saw him, he's like, I get it. I support you. But you still got to look for your future. Like, he was just all around great dad.
Amen to that.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Corey has lost it officially.
I'm just giving up now.
Corey. Okay, cool. If you're giving up, we're going to move on to number three.
Jared and Hunter and I are going to go get a couple beers. Andrew, you seem to be
You just stay right where you are, Andrew. I mean,
get me a glass of Zima.
Indiana Jones.
And.
All I'm saying.
Yes.
Okay, now we're not even talking about, well, I guess we are kind of talking about dads because Shia LaBeouf, but still.
Indiana Jones.
She's eating with a whip.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Whoa.
He knows how to use that thing.
Wasn't Indiana Jones technically, like his dad, wasn't Indiana Jones like a third?
He didn't even know his son until.
No, but wasn't
Henry? I think yeah, Henry Jones is the,
no, Indiana Jones is junior. So Indiana is not his dad's name. Indiana was actually the name of the dog had growing up. And so he gave himself the name after the dog because he didn't want to be referred to as whatever his real name was because he didn't like his own dad. So Indiana Jones has daddy issues.
Yes, he does.
Which is probably why we love him so much.
Is that why you girls agree with him? Because you can relate?
I
ain't got no daddy issues, but...
I'm good. But, oh, man. Lauren, you're right. I want that whip any night.
Right?
Okay.
Only if I can wear the hat. Can I wear the hat, though?
Number two.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Daddy-Wan Kenobi!
He was my number one! Oh,
listen
my
up,
God.
Ladies.
This isn't even...
Okay.
Daddy he is a father Kenobi. Figure. He watched over Luke for how long? And he helped raise Anakin. He is a father figure.
Absolutely.
A father figure. And you're not telling me that Obi-Wan Kenobi, Mr. Daddy-Wan Kenobi, isn't going to be the man to take you out to a nice dinner. You guys are going to have a good time. He's going to be so respectful and polite and great until he doesn't need to be.
Goodness.
Okay.
You'll be sitting at dinner.
He turns into Daddy-Wan Kenobi.
Sitting at dinner. He's, hello there.
Oh man, I would let him. I would let Daddy Wan Kenobi do.
Gosh, I don't know.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it is that time. After, you know, this top 20 countdown, we've got to get to the final, hopefully, true father.
Please, I mean, come
for
on
for this Father's Day special. Generator, please save
us.
This
is the last time I'm ever using this random generator.
Prince Eric.
Yes!
Yeah!
The ultimate daddy.
Prince Eric.
Oh my God.
This man.
You're telling me some dark hair, some light
eyes. Oh my God, the dark smile. Hair and the blue eyes, y'all. That's
not
going to
win you over. I don't know what will.
Oof.
Yes.
All of those, like, when I was looking at Disney fathers on the internet in the least weird way possible. All of the still shots of Eric are just him like glaring over with these like bright blue eyes that just stare into your soul, into the depths of the blue ocean of his eyes. And I'm just like,
beautiful.
Oh God, I just
beautiful.
Is this guy even a dad?
Yes.
Little Mermaid 2.
Watch the Little Mermaid 2. He has a daughter named Melody.
We did our research. Let me tell you, the girls, we were on all of the BuzzFeed articles, all of Vice articles.
Hell yeah, we were.
Hottest Disney dads, baby.
And we also did an entire episode on a hot Disney men, so we were ready.
Primed and ready.
Whatever.
Oh, my.
Gosh, okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I know you came here for some very wholesome content.
Where?
Bestest Disney dads. But let's be honest, we all know we want to hear about the daddies more, so you're welcome.
I no longer have absolutely anything to say.
You're in
he started off like kind of agreeing with the girls, and then he was like, wait.
I'm trying to be an optimist here and give you ladies the benefit of the doubt.
Oh my goodness. Last time I ever not proofread a rankings list ever again. This was out of hand.
Yeah, and I guess if you want more of what you just heard, Ladies Night is now streaming on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. My God. Well, there you have it. The top 20 Disney daddies.
Call her, well, Disney daddy, yeah. Baby. Let's go.
Yeah. My shirt is drenched and probably not for the same reason. Girls, I am sweating.
You and me both.
Because you're uncomfortable.
I am so uncomfortable. But everybody listen, we want to thank all of you for being an amazing, supportive group of listeners that we enjoy interacting with, talking to, and building amazing relationships with. We wouldn't be able to do this if it wasn't for y'all. So thank you for listening, and know that we love you. Now remember, ladies and gentlemen, this is not goodbye. This is see you real soon. So we will talk to you all later. Please stay safe. Have a magical week, and happy Father's Day to all of you incredible fathers out there.
And the daddies.
Ta-ta for now.